Blog Talk Radio.
What up? It's your boy, Dr. Kano, and...
Hello, sir.
And we're DCYS. You can listen to our show every Wednesday from 10 to 11 p.m. Eastern only on the Blackout Radio Network.
Tune in to promote yourself, your brand, or whatever else you have going on. To schedule an interview or to have your music played on the show, contact theofficialdcys@gmail.com.
And don't forget to check out our blog at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com. We can find our show wrap-ups and other content from DCYS.
Dr. Connell, yo, what's up? You're live. Dr. Tano and Yellow Sub. Dr. Tano and Yellow Sub, you're live. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until I can get them in the queue, we'll play a track. Dr. Connell, yo, what's up? You live.
All right, welcome to the DCYS show. We're here every Wednesday from 10 to 11. So you can call in to promote yourself, network, and join the conversation. Get yourselves heard out there. This is one half of DCYS. It's Yellow Sub. Dr. Connell's running a little late, but he shall be joining shortly. A little under the weather, but you know, we couldn't start off 2017 without the show, you know, for you guys. So welcome. Little housekeeping: our Periscope and Facebook is at the official DCYS. IG and Twitter is DCYS_ENT. You can get our email at theofficialdcys@gmail.com, and still a work in progress is our blog at theofficialdcys.blogspot.com. Yeah, so hope everyone had a very good 2016 and a very prosperous 2017. You know, keep grinding, keep working hard, and you know, that's what the show's about. For you guys to get on and network, promote yourselves, and without further ado, let's get the show started.
248-785
live. How you doing today?
How you doing?
I'm blessed today, man. Dativity.
Oh.
It's like my third time calling here. I ain't here to promote myself. I'm here to network. I'm surprised because that's what I came in to do, like my mindset, because I don't want to promote myself. Millions and millions of people promoting themselves. What I want to do is network and ask questions, because Eddie Powell, he be posting the realest shit ever. Like, fuck being a rapper. Like, real shit,
yeah.
Fuck being a rapper. I want to be a content
That's
provider.
True.
I'm having Eddie Powell That's dreams true. Right now. That's real shit. What he doing is building an empire from the ground up. Like, he put, like, he the plug. He the plug without even people realizing he the plug, because he got so many independent artists on his page liking and commenting on his shit that you could just easily network with everybody in that community. You know what I'm saying? And that's dope. Like, how does one make connections in the industry? Like, where do you make that breaking point? Because not many people believe in the dream.
That's true. I mean, but hey, you know, this at this day and age, you know, the industry could be all the independent artists, you know?
That's true. I think it's going to turn into that.
Yeah, and it'd be very beneficial if it would, you know, so a lot more people can get on and, the right type of people can get on, you know?
Yeah, the right type of people need to get on, man. I was mad as hell when I was tuned into the station and I heard a song called Godzilla got chosen over Bricks. Like, come on, man. Like, I forgot who the artist is, but it's 801 or something like that. But Bricks, that shit went hard. That shit should have won. Not no Godzilla. Mumble, 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 ooda the Godzilla. And not throwing no diss shots, you know what I'm saying? Because Godzilla was dope. But what I want from artists is to push the envelope and to be creative. Find a soulful sound. Find themselves. Find that unique delivery. You know, no diss to, I don't want no smoke. No diss to the nigga that made Godzilla. You know what I'm saying? No physical beef or anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, he had a dope song. I ain't trying to down somebody on what they doing. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to down nobody.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I appreciate unique
I mean,
unique
everyone,
stuff.
Like, sort of in a way, everyone gets their turn, their time. You know, whether you agree with it or not, it's the culture, you know? So
yeah, and that's,
you just gotta
and
let
it shows
it,
me where...
You gotta get over it if you don't want it, you know?
No, and that's what I'm saying. I don't have no problem with that's what everybody riding to. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with that, but we're in the underground. Like, this should be like a whole different environment. I shouldn't tune into like a underground station, something that's for the culture, and hear something that I could hear on a mainstream radio. And no diss to this network, this syndicate, you know, what's going on here, because what I think is going on right here is beautiful. It's beautiful. Don't get me wrong. I'm having Eddie Powell dreams. This nigga motivating me.
Great. Well, glad for we appreciate you joining us and the movie.
I don't mean to keep on, you know, but how do I know that my song will get chose to be in the rotation? Because I sent an email, but, you know, I never got a response back. And I know he probably get millions and millions and millions and hundreds of submissions just to flooding out his email. So how would I be able to get my song in rotation?
All right, you know what? The best thing to do is after you send the song submission is to just message one of us, whether myself, Dr. Kano, or the fan page. And
I will
pull up
my laptop. If I could ask for a little bit more of your time, I'm going to pull up my laptop and I'm going to add you right now.
All right, that would be great.
Man, thank you for your patience. I appreciate it a whole lot. What's your Facebook name?
Well, it would be under my government name, which is T-A-I, last name V.
B.
V as in Victor, U.
Oh, V.
Yeah.
So it's Victor.
Yeah, no, V-U, V as in Victor.
Mm-hmm.
And the first name, T as in Tom, A-I. So you can message me there. And
so
I will get
Ty
back
Vu?
To you. Yes, yes, sir.
All right, man. I will most. Do I send it to the your old? Oh, snap. Okay, I got you. I just added you.
Yeah, everything from through that page. You know, we have everything connected. So you know, you find any one of our platforms through that. You can find our fan page. The email is
God
the official.
Adding you as a friend, I don't mean to cut you off, but adding you as a friend is like trying to add, like, it's like calling a busy hotline, because I just added and it says you reached your limit. So what I'm going to do is follow you.
All right. Well, you can just message us. And to all the callers out there, please hold on the line. We appreciate your call. And we will get to you as soon as we can. This is the DCYS show. And we're rocking with who we got?
Nativity.
Who we got?
I just got
Nativity.
Here.
Who just joined us? Dr. Kano is here.
I just got here. Pardon me. I'm a little late, but I'm here now.
All right. Well, we have to get through our other callers. We appreciate your call, and please call back. We will keep in touch. And
peace and love, man.
You know, yeah, peace and love.
All right. So I apologize. Like I've
as I mentioned before, you know, we're working a 40 here. So, you know, business gets in the way. We got to make ends meet and shit. So I apologize for being a little late to the DCYS show. But from what I understand, YS is holding it down. We do got some new music coming out for you shortly. That's a little PSA right there. Shout out to the Blackout Radio Network, Eddie Lee and Company. We got a growing family. We got more people coming out to the network. So if you want to inquire on how to get your own show, hit up Mr. Eddie Lee. I'm sure he'll give you more details if you follow him. What else we got going on? We got anything going on?
No, we just started, man. 2017.
Oh, shit. Y'all, oh, Happy New Year to everybody. If there's one piece of advice, remember, all your time is an investment. So if you're going to sit there smoking blunts and just watching Netflix, you're not doing yourself any favors. Okay, just saying. Although there is time to relax here and there. All right, anyway, next up, who's on the line, man?
All right, I got 734-799, you're live.
What's up, Yellow 7, Dr. Kano, it's your boy, Four Wheels and the Mic. How you doing tonight?
Four Wheels.
Hey, what's good?
What's going on, man? Just chilling. Enjoying the vacation before I go back to class next week, so.
That's what's up.
Enjoy it.
All right.
Definitely.
Listen, I tried to reach out to you, Four Wheels.
Yes, we tried to.
I don't know how with the email, whatever.
I sent you a message through my regular Facebook, cause I got the message, so I'm ready to go book the studio time. So just whatever.
Oh, shit. All right, then we'll talk after the show.
Yeah.
Now for those that, and I appreciate you taking it to that level. So to those that don't know, Mr. Four Wheels and the Mic, would you care to share your social media with the audience and the
My name is Four Wheels and the Mic, an MC from Detroit. I'm in a wheelchair. That's why the name is the way it is. It's a play on words, funny. So there's, I like to spit bars. I'm always down to work with anybody.
All right.
Hip hop is pretty much like a martial art and a religion for me. So, you know, I think that's all I can really say. You can check out my SoundCloud and Twitter and my Periscope at Four Wheels and a Mic with the number 4, Wheels and a Mic. Everything sounds like what it is.
All right. So how long you been rapping for? I'm just curious. How long you been doing your thing, man?
Seriously, or just like...
Yeah, just been, like doing your thing. Like, I'm here now. This is what I do.
I'm here now.
I started out doing the real hip-hop shit thing. Like, I wanted to be a DJ when I was, like, 12, and then girls got in the... Like, I did it for a while, then girls came into the picture. But overall, like, spitting bars and stuff was just... I'm from Detroit, you know, so originally, like, 8 Mile came out. Everybody thought they could battle because it was a cat fest. It taught you how to eat up a person. If you really want to be quick on your feet, you know, like I said, I'm in a wheelchair. I was born disabled. So dudes used to come at me with the corniest caps, and you had to be quick. So it just became eating up dudes. And then, like, my, you know, I come from a long line of people that did spit bars. So it's like a fun sport for me.
Yeah. Nah, I respect that. And
no, but like seriously, like 18, because I was bored sitting at home, and all the crap on the radio was driving me nuts. And I'm super backpack, so like I was just like, man, I think I can make my own mixtape. So I decided to put together my mixtape in like 2 days with a friend of mine, just being, you know, just BS and doing some stuff just for. But I've been rapping so long that everybody that knows me be like, how long has it been? And I'm like, I'd say since 10 years old.
Wow. Honestly. So, I mean, if for those that are listening, please hold on the line. We will get to you. Right now we're talking to Four Wheels and a Mic from Detroit, local rapper out there doing his thing. Now, Four Wheels, I do have other callers to get to because the queue's getting longer and longer by the minute. Please hold, as I mentioned. You want to spit some bars before we have to let you go, bro?
Yeah, I'll spit some quick bars. You just cut me off when you want to, bro.
All right, sounds good,
yo,
man.
Yo, I'm live with Dr. Connor. Yo, what's up? The life requires flow. You can feel it when the energy's so. You better know I'm better than what most competitors go. I'm the invincible one under the sun like a samurai when I float. Huh, you better get it right. These bars are over 9,000 like Goku when I fight with the mic. I'm Super Saiyan, my bars laying down the pipe like your girl tonight, but she ain't understanding the words that I write. Right.
Four wheels.
and a mic.
All right, listen, fam. We'll talk soon. Stay out of trouble. Enjoy that little break of yours. And look forward to talking to you again. All right?
Hey, shout out to yourself for you know, getting at me on the follow tip. Peace.
All right.
Peace, bro. Yellow Sub gave me some gesticulation, and I don't know what he wants right now. What do you want, man?
Man, this is for all people that follow the show. But I don't know if y'all listened to the Birdman friggin' rubbing your hands together show, man. And you started doing it again. It just picks up on the mic. That's all I'm saying.
First of all, my man's in the crib right now. Didn't turn the heat on. It's cold outside, and your boy's cold. All right.
I ain't not turned it off.
So. All right, thank you for rocking with the DCYS show starring Dr. Connell and Yellow Sub.
Man.
Happy New Year. All right, who's next?
313-817, you're live. What up, Joe? What up, Joe?
What's happening?
What's good?
Same thing, different day, man. It's King Cuz representing Pro Money Records from Detroit, Michigan. What's happening with y'all?
What's good, King Cuz? Nice to talk to you again, man.
Yeah, man. Same thing, different day. Just thanking y'all for the platform. So, you know what I mean? Got to get my voice heard out here.
Yeah, you're with PMR, right? With your boy Therapist and two others, right? Including yourself?
Jay Kicks.
All right,
yeah.
I remember. What's on your mind,
man? Yeah, hell yeah. What's that?
What's on your mind, man?
Oh, man, just trying to plug these shows again that we got coming up, man. January 13th, me and Therapist got two slots opening up for Twisted Insane out in Pontiac, Michigan. We got tickets on deck right now. They are 10 in advance, 12 at the door. If you join our website, join the fan club, we let them go for $8 just because you are part of our movement, man. We call our movement the Professionals.
All right. Well, I mean, you must be doing it. So how long you guys been, collaborating together under PMR?
Yeah, well, I started, the company's been a vision for, like, a long time, man. I would say probably about 10 years. And for a while, I was one of those guys who was sitting around thinking somebody was going to knock on my door and hear me while they was driving by. And, like, I want to sign you to a contract, you know what I mean? One of them daydreamers for a minute. It wasn't until about 3 years ago I said, you know what, let me try to make some moves out here. I hit a couple open mics and led me to different promoters, and, man, I done opened up for Mystical, Lil Scrappy, AK of Do or Die, The Brat, Sloan, Crooked Eye, like a lot of people, man. I went on tour with Lil Eazy-E, and this was all within, like, 3 years, man. As soon as I started the movement, a couple people took notice of it and was like, what's up, man? So they all came a part of me. Therapist was one of the guys, one of the first guys. I had a few guys before him, too. But we've just been a movement ever since then, man. It's been about 3 years, and we're making some noise out here right now.
Yeah, man. It takes time to develop not only a craft but your fan base. If you're listening right now, we're talking to King Cuz from PMR. You know what? If you're listening, please hold if you called in on the queue. Can you shout out your social media?
Yeah, social media. Our pages, we got a label page, Pro Money Records. That's PROMONEYRECORDZ. That's on Facebook. That's our label page on Facebook. Also,
My artist page is KingKuhz. Also, that's the same for our SoundCloud, but you could actually go through our website, man, www.pmrhustlehardent.com. And those are straight links. You'll get to our social media from there. We got music videos on there, and people could keep up to date with a lot of things that we got in the works and things of that sort. And like I mentioned, man, everybody go down there and join that fan club, man. We get discounts and also exclusive, like, music just to y'all that is not to the regular public, and special artwork and things like that, just to let y'all know y'all special to us, man.
All right, man.
Appreciate that.
Definitely appreciate that. Now, because I do have other callers I want to get to. As you know, it takes some time to get on the air. But you want to give us an 8 or 16 before we let you go, bro?
No, man, I'm going to let you go ahead. Let everybody, let all these, let everybody get their shine
come on,
man. Oh, nah, man.
Good.
Nah, I'm going to leave them in suspense. I'm going to leave them in suspense. Look, check this out. Check this out. This is how I'm going to do it. I'm going to leave them in suspense. They want to hear some shit.
Right.
They got to tune in next week. I'm going to hit I'm
all right.
back next week, and I got y'all next week.
All right. Like sounds
that.
Good, fam. I appreciate all that.
Right, I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you, everybody in Black Out Radio, man. Black Terror, big shout-out, baby. It's Pro Money Records, man, to the world blows.
All right, fam. You be all good. Right. I'll check you next week.
All right. Yes, sir.
All right. Peace.
All right. So that was King Cuz, Pro Money Records. PMR Hustle Hard ENT.com. I got with some good energy.
Yeah.
He didn't bring the bars today, but it's coming next
yeah.
week. So
it's coming though.
So
that means tune in and listen up.
Yes, sir. Again, thank you for rocking with the DCYS show. If you're on the line, please hold, we will get to you. If you hear me rubbing my hands because I'm cold because the heat ain't kicking in. Somebody didn't turn the heat on before I got here.
Kinda wanna be the next mogul like Birdman. It's all good.
All right. After that boy. All right, who got next online?
346-319, you're live.
Hello, how you doing?
Hold on, man. Who's on
Hello?
The line right now? Good evening.
Hello, how you doing? Hello?
We're good. How are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, doing well, man. I hear you. What's up?
Mr. Blue Jay, how you doing? Playing on Guy Production.
This is Mr. Blue Jay, is that what you're saying?
Yes, it is. How y'all doing tonight?
Blue Jay, where you from? I'm all right,
Houston,
man.
Texas, man. H-Town representative. I've been there. Texas.
H-Town. H-Town.
Yeah, man. So,
keeping the chill
man, what's
out
up
there.
With y'all tonight, man? What's up with y'all, man? Y'all chill tonight, man. Y'all feeling good. It's a new year, man. 2017, man. Y'all put a little pep in y'all step, man, tonight, man. What's up with it? Shout out Black Eye Radio, man.
Y'all,
shout out H-Power, man. Shout out the crew, man. Shout out all the hosts, man, you know. Man, shout out, man. Y'all chill, man. Everything gonna be all right, man. We on our way to a million, man. It's just a humble beginning, man. And like I tell everybody, man, remember this is where we starting at. Right here, this is the starting point, man. This is our VIP section right here. When you make it, you don't gotta look for your VIP. This is it right here. This is our VIP section right here. All the fans, all the listeners on Black Eye Radio, man. This is my VIP section right here. You know? And I just thank God,
you,
man.
You,
y'all
you
give
don't
us an opportunity.
I mean,
yeah.
on show,
nah.
you say?
Real talk, no, nah. no, no. Real talk, no, man. I had to get thanks, man. I can't get on here and just promote myself without giving thanks, man. That's real talk, man. If I take all the opportunity just to talk about me all the time, I don't think that would be right, man. You know, no offense to you. I understand what you're saying, but, you know, and I take it as a compliment, I guess. But, nah, for real, man, I have to give, you know, credit where credit is due, man. You know, this is a humble beginning, man, for a lot of us, man. And when we're on the, you know, on the station that you want to be on, that's, you know, I ain't going to end up saying, because this is the station I want to be on right now. But, you know, when we get further on down the line, man, you got to think back, man. This is where I started, man, Black Eye, you know, radio, man, with Eddie Power, man.
Yeah,
don't forget that, man.
The opportunity to present yourself. Now, Blue Jay, how long you been doing your thing, man? And what do you do?
I'm a producer, man, slash artist,
okay.
You know, and I'm the owner of a studio also in Dallas, Texas, man. And I did have a technical issue I wanted to address with the fact. Oh, yeah, let me just go ahead and finish that. I'm a producer. I've been playing the drums since I was 5 years old. I played concert band, marching band, you know. My whole family is pretty much musically inclined, played, you know, the piano, you know. That was kind of like a thing, you know. growing up they had to. So music was just like a thing in my household. And then, you know, when I started hustling and stuff like that, you know, growing up in Houston on the south side, man, you know, of course, you know, everybody trying to do their thing and do right now, listen to that. So, you know, the music came natural. You know, with the hip-hop movement, you know, West Coast, East Coast, down south, same thing. We started doing our thizzle. And, you know, shout out Screwed Up Click. You know, all, rest in peace to all the people that's not here right now to see how the movement progress. You know, but let's keep it still. Let's keep it pure, man. Let's keep it hip-hop. Let's keep it rap, man. Let's not get too far out there, you know, because some people kind of getting out there kind of far. You know, there's some good artists out there, but let's kind of keep it in the context of how it was started. You know, especially being a black man and keeping your, what do you call it, your, don't let them assassinate your character, man. You know, with this hip-hop rap thing. Please don't. That's just coming from Mr. Blue Jay Plano Game Production. Do what you do, but that's just coming from me. I didn't see nobody in the Four Fathers do it like that. I didn't see none of the Four Fathers that I grew up under did like that. You know, so, and I'm saying, they did pretty good. You know, so, that just go out to all the younger listeners that's trying to come up in the game, you know.
Well, if you're listening, you got some words of wisdom from Mr. Blue Jay. Now, Blue Jay,
yeah, right.
I'm going to allow you an opportunity to shout out your social media before I have to let you go because there's a bunch of people on queue just like yourself. But we didn't get your social
right
media
on,
yet.
Blue Jay, Play No Game Production. That's on Instagram, on Facebook. It's Blue Jay. Everything, man, Play No Game Production. SoundCloud, YouTube, Play No Game Production, Blue Jay. Shout out Black Eye Records, Eddie Powell. It's a beginning, man. Humble beginning right now, 2017, man. You know, here we go. You know. Appreciate
y'all,
man.
Make it a good year, man. Check
all
us
right,
out
right
again, and we'll talk again. All right, Blue Jay?
Okay, appreciate it, man.
All right, bro. You be good. Play No Game Production. We got Blue Jay out there. Make sure you check him out. H-Town, I believe he said he's from. Mm-hmm. Did you say he had a studio in Dallas?
Yes, sir.
I want to have a studio. That's
the right line. Yeah. Here, coming from our partner right there. There you go.
Yeah, I just feel like you might be more established when you have a workspace as such.
Yes.
But, you know, you come from humble beginnings.
Yep.
I keep grinding. I mean, we came from a long way, man. Our shit sucked. You may not like our stuff, but that's reality. Like, you just get better as you keep going. You don't stop. You only get better. And again, like I said before, you know, the time that goes throughout the day, the 24 hours, man, that, how you split it up and appropriate it to your goals, that's an investment. Consider that. You know, you go to the gym, it's an investment on your health. You go to the lab, go to the studio, you know, it's an investment on your craft. You sit there going to the club, you're not getting anything out of there except wasting your money and having a good time. Maybe you get a number, pull a chick, you know, a little dime piece, and then you go back to the crib and you smack, and then it's a good time. Money well spent, time well spent. But it doesn't always work out like that. I digress. All right, who's next on the line?
305-780-LR.
Hello.
Let me play some jams in the background. Oh, how's it going, man? Welcome to the DCYS show.
What we got?
What's going on?
Chilling like yourself, apparently. You got something. What do you got in the background, man?
Well, me, nah. I'm just watching Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the new season premiere. So, you know, I had to get a little bit break off of the music real quick because that's my favorite show. But I also got a little Blunsky right quick, you know. Pretty much, you know, promote myself, you know, I got hit up by my boy Willie Hayes. He's a boy out in Cali right now. Shout out to my boy right quick, SPM Records. I'm Ozzy Oz, man, to introduce myself. I'm from Miami. I'm right now right here in Miami. I'm relocated right here. Just came out through a crazy situation, so I haven't been putting out music like that. But if you want to find me, you can find me on Google. You know, Google me up. You know, it's Ozzy Oz. I pretty much at ITZOZZYOZ. You can find my SoundCloud, my YouTube. You know, I got a couple of music. I got music with like Kato, the producer Kato. I got music with also with Swizz. A couple of music with Funk Volume. A couple of tracks with I opened up for a couple of people there. You know, like ASAP Ferg. Phone Thugs, you know, I can make a name a lot, you know. They just told me to call up and promote myself, so I was like, hey, let me give it a try and see what's going on with this. So where are you guys located at?
We're in New Jersey, currently.
Yeah, you guys in Jersey. All right, man, shout out Jersey, man.
in New Jersey and jealous because last time I went to Miami, hit all the strip clubs. That was a good time.
Miami is a good time, bro. We get down here, man. Right here when we get down dirty in the dirty south, man.
Hey,
for real.
I can get lost out there. Shout out to Scarlett's Cabaret and Tootsie. If you're on the line right now, please hold. We will get to you. Now we're rocking with a man from Miami. Can you spell your name again?
All right, my name is O-Z-Z-Y-O-D-Z.
Ozzy Oz? All right. Because sometimes over the internet radio, it's not as clear.
Yeah.
Depending
on
the sibling.
My bad. O-Z-Z-Y-O-Z-Z.
Yeah. No, I got you. Now we're clear.
Yeah, Ozzy Oz. That's how you say my name.
Yeah, I already got you. The SoundCloud pulled up.
Okay.
Transition going from somewhere to Miami and that sort of thing. So shout out to you, man. I know it's probably a little rough starting out like that, but you'll be all right. Keep going, man.
Yeah, man. You know, my father just passed 3 weeks ago. I had just come off of probation. Thank you, man. I just come off of probation off of some stupid bullshit. Off of weed charge that was really, really in reality, it was just being at the wrong place at the wrong time. And I beat the case, but thank God I beat the case. I'm here free now. I'm dropping out an album, hopefully late February, maybe early March. It's called Wi-Fi Trapping. And also got Hard Times 2. If my SoundCloud, if you go down to my SoundCloud, you'll hear Hard Times 1. Which is the one where I got a couple of, you know, good tracks there. If you want to pull it up, but I'm working on Hard Times 2 as we speak right now.
Yeah, I'm looking at your SoundCloud right now, man. I'm gonna play that stuff later.
Alright, cool.
Listen, you gotta stay out of trouble. You can't be fucking around. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got
man.
Right?
I got.
Don't place wrong time. Is for people that are in line appropriately with the goal. So stay out of trouble and keep grinding.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro. Thank you for the advice, man. I will take that into consideration, bro. I really don't talk out of my ass, man. I really do talk because I did learn my lesson. I got into that, and then right after that, I stopped doing a lot of stupid bullshit, and my father ended up passing, and at least he passed away knowing that I beat my case, and, you know, everything's good. Now I'm just going on the right path. Got to give myself a good job, you know, to support my music, building up a studio, and hopefully from there on, start pumping out music, and hopefully you can hear it out in Jersey and stuff.
Yeah, man. Listen, we're going to screen some of your stuff, contact you if we want to play it on the air. Right now, if you're listening, we're talking with Ozzy Oz from Miami. Please hold. We will get to you. Now, Ozzy, we do have a bunch of callers in queue that, like yourself, want to get on. But before we let you go, you want to give us 8 or 16, let them know what you're about.
All right. Do I need a beer? Just say anything. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Just go in?
Yeah.
Do it.
Yeah, you are.
All right, I'm going to do a little quick, simple 16, you know. All right. So I'm going to come through and kill these dudes. I split wigs, but I ain't talking about a head. Do you see me? Man, you nothing I can't handle. Y'all, you a bitch in high heels with strap ties to your ankles. Being hotter than me, that ain't for real. I'm just like a guy doing shit on girls' fields. And yeah, I'm coming now doing shit like karate flicks. Yeah, I'm fucking your girl like karate says. Yeah, I do this shit like that. And I'ma come around black and I'ma keep on saying that like ooh back. But every time I rap, it's always the same. And everybody coming out trying to catch my membrane. Every time I do this, you don't wanna hear me. I keep on rapping every time sincerely. Now I'ma shout out to New Jersey for Miami, man. This is where the hearse is coming, bro.
Yeah, shout out to New Jersey, Miami connection.
Yeah, my bad was a little sloppy, man. It was a little sloppy. I just got off of work. You know, I'm not in the zone right now, so it was a little sloppy. But what would have happened?
You caught you off guard. You held it down.
Yeah, it caught me off guard. You know, I held it down. I'm not a little shy, but if it was whack, it was whack. You know, whatever. It was whack, but.
No, that's not what the show is about, man. If people are negative shit, they call a different show.
Yeah, for sure. Show. Hey, man, it was amazing talking to you. Yeah, it was.
Yeah, definitely.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, man, keep being positive. I know you're going through a rough patch, but it's only going to make you stronger. Remember that, all right?
Thank you, sir. Thank you, man. And shout out to you, man. Keep up with this we going on with this podcast radio stuff that you're doing, man. This is awesome, bro. I never done something like this. It's a good experience. I feel great, you know, like getting back into my momentum music and stuff is good, you know. And but you know, I know you guys got a lot to
do. Next week, man.
All right,
get in
sure,
on,
you know,
get
I'll
on next
on
week, man. We'll talk to you again.
All right. I'll be on the line, you know, hearing out other people and stuff, supporting.
All right, man. Appreciate that. Be good out.
All right, brother, man. You too.
All right, man. That was my boy Ozzy Oz from Miami. And, you know, the internet radio airspace is, you know, I don't want to say, I don't want to sound corny or something, but, you know, it's a special place. You never know who you're going to connect with. You know, I don't know him. I just met him like 5 minutes ago, just talking to him on this radio show that we happen to be fortunate enough that Eddie Lee let us have. And if you're listening, you know, in order to make it, you can't do it by yourself. You have a team, and the team is what's going to get you where you want to be. And you can choose to surround yourself with people that will talk the talk or that sort of thing and say, I know this person, I know that person. But at the end of the day, you have to be a good person. You have to have a good team like that's constructed with quality character. And, you know, if you like people that you're listening to, connect. That's it. And shit, man, what's the worst that's going to happen? You don't like the person. All right, big deal. All right, now, if you're listening, please hold. We will get to you. We're knocking right now. You're rocking with Dr. Connell at
Yellow Sub,
a.k.a. snitch ass, bitch ass, but not putting the heat on because it's cold in this.
You're still cold?
No, I'm all right. I got my coat on and
you're
shit. I ain't. All right. All right. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
That part. All right. So, who we got next on the line, Mr. Eddie?
909-217, you're live.
What's going on, Blackout Radio?
What's happening?
What's good?
Not much. This is Wes Vega calling in from Cali, but I'm from South Carolina.
All right. Wes Vega, is it?
Yeah, Wes Vega. That's WESSVEGA.
All right. From South Carolina, huh? All the way to Cali.
Yeah, South Carolina. Yeah. I'm out here in Cali making moves with my music and stuff. I've been going
all right.
for just to give you a little background on what I've been going having going on right now. About 3 months ago, I was on tour in Europe for about 2 months, and I'm about to go on tour again with Willie Hayes. Shout out to him. He referred me to this. Basically, I've been doing music since 2000 and professionally since 2009,
yeah.
But I started off dancing at six. And then I also played French horn and mellophone in the orchestra and marching band for like 5 years. So I've just been doing music my whole life, man. I got a passion for music. I'm a producer and a designer, and I basically do all those same things for myself. If you want to check me out, I'm on wesvega.com. Again, that's WESSVEGA.com. And I have everything on there. Or you can follow me on Instagram. It's at VEGA underscore Colossal, which is spelled COLLOSAL.
All right.
Or
all right.
Check me out on Facebook.
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
You good?
Now, if you're listening right now, we're talking to Las Vegas, formerly from South Carolina. Right now, I made it to Cali. Nice website, by the way. Very clean. So if you're listening,
thanks,
we do look at you guys,
that.
Man. And I shout you out where respect is due right there. What are you using to produce? What's your platform there? Fruity Loops, Pro Tools.
Oh, Fruity Loops, definitely. I love Fruity Loops and the plugins and everything.
Agreed, man. Same here.
Yeah,
I was curious.
FL12, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, I hear people hate on FL12, but I don't mind it. I mean, I think it's not any worse. I mean, it's just. I like the shortcuts.
Nah, it's clean. Real crisp sound and everything. And you can do a lot with it if you know how to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you're listening right now and you're trying to get into production, I really encourage you to get FL Studio. You can do a little free trial. And if you buy it, you get free updates for, I think, for life.
For life.
If I'm not mistaken. So,
yeah.
I mean, West Vegas is probably a little more seasoned than I am because I picked it up a couple, maybe, what, 2 years ago, maybe?
Well,
like 2 years ago? Because I've been using Pro Tools for a while.
Yeah,
but I find that the interface on Fruity Loops is so much easier to make beats. But this is not
about
me, it's about
is.
You. So what you got going on moving forward, man? What's the next deal for you, man? What you got going on?
Like I said, I just did two shows, one on the 10th and one on the 17th, in Arcata, California, and in Eureka, California. And right now, like I said, I'm preparing to go on a tour again with Willie Hayes in March. And just I got an album dropping February 24th called Lyra. You can also check that on my website. I got some promotion also on Facebook, Instagram, and I make all my own promotions and stuff too, and the website I designed, my cover, everything. So I'm just out here really grinding, you feel me, really putting in this sweat equity.
Let me advertise for you. If you're listening right now, his website's clean. So if you're looking for somebody to get you somewhere with that website, you might want to hit him up. Mr. Vega, I do have other callers to get to. However, you want to spit 8 or 16 a cappella to finish off this call?
Yeah, sure. I'm cool with that. I'm down.
All right.
Okay. If you don't know me, I'm Vega. I'm hotter than wasabi. This music ain't just a hobby. I be doing this every day, hustling, really getting it. Niggas be talking it, but they ain't really be doing it. I ain't really playing around with it, you know what I'm saying? I ain't really going around like these hoes be playing. I'm just stacking up that cheddar every day. I'm writing everything. I be going every day. I be running like a motherfucking train on the tracks. I be doing everything, you know I blame on this rack. I'm the slain on this rap. I'm a slayer. But nigga, ain't no Buffy. Got a ass looking like Buffy? Yeah, your niggas buffering. You ain't even playing right. You ain't even know the game. You don't even know the basics. You're faking. All right, let me. I can get going, you know, and I'll get, you know, more into it.
Take it, man. All right. Listen, you did good, man. And, you know, keep grinding. Keep doing your thing out there in Cali. Keep doing shows. Get your fan base up, and check in again. We want to hear from you, all right?
Oh, for sure, definitely. I'm going to keep calling in. I really appreciate y'all time. You know, anybody out there, like I said, I'm a designer. Also, I do beats, so hit me up. Listen to the quality of my music. I'm on SoundCloud also. So, you know, West Vega. I appreciate
That's it,
y'all.
Baby.
Have a good night.
All right, you too. Yep. I like the, you know, I came in a little late, and I apologize on behalf of the DCYS show, starting Dr. Conway in.
Yellow sub.
But we're here now, as they like to say.
Yeah.
You know, whenever you guys come on, you got to shout out your social media, and it's not like for nothing. We look you up. So if I want a hot website, I'm going to hit up Mr. Vega, Mr. West Vega, because his shit is dope. And, you know, that's the thing. You got to network. Some people charge you more than others, but and the other thing is, when you look at somebody's work, if you feel like your shit's not up to par, that gives you motivation to get it there, okay? Yeah. And everybody's on different levels. Everybody started at different times, but let's keep the vibes going and support each other because, you know what, a lot of negativity out there. I had callers calling that just totally disrespect other callers. I'm not about that, okay? About you guys. I work 50 hours a week, and I still come on the radio just to let you guys get on, okay? That's what we're about. The DCYS show is about that. All right, who's next?
Hello?
Hello, yeah. It's 817.
Oh.
Stay Gully Records. You fucking with Miss Lavish.
Okay.
This Cam Million from the funk. Fucking with them Fort Worth Gully niggas. We out to 6. Yeah. That's what's up. You niggas know where we at.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to speak, apparently.
Yeah. How? How? We are
hold
Tampa
on,
Project.
Up.
What's up?
I want your social media real quick.
I ain't no social media. Ain't no social media. We ain't even going to do the game right. We going to go hammer the net. Hold on. No, you ready for it? You ready for it? Ain't
ready
no social media. We going 817-918-5009. If you want to fuck with a real-ass nigga, fuck with the Miss Lavish. Fuck social media. Since everybody think it's a game, call a nigga on the phone and we're going to see how deep the game go.
Right now.
Underground niggas,
right.
Real hot.
Right now.
But but my artist want to say hi to y'all. She want to say hi to y'all because she think it's a game with me. So say hi to her.
Hey, it's real over here. What's up? Hey, yeah, this lavish. You know what I'm saying? We stay down, not stopping.
Tell
him your name. Yeah, this Cam right here, this Cam Million. That's what's up. I be out here on these streets, corners, hustling, you know what I'm saying, trying to make ends meet for the family, trying to stay down and real. They don't know what a real nigga is, but it's right here. Right here. It's hard out here, but you know what? We finding each other and making a way out here, for real.
What? Real niggas right, stand
up.
Together, united we, y'all are united, we stand, divided we fall.
That's what's up.
Hold up.
That's what's up. My homegirl, she said she put me on.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Like, I got to ask you a question. Hold on.
What's
up? You listed your phone number. What are you offering so they know?
Hold on. You know what? I'm offering in between radio play, whether it be internet, mainstream.
CD.
Hold on. I'm offering CDs. I'm offering a clothing line. I'm offering motherfucking worldwide distribution. I'm actually offering a motherfucking goddamn me promo because we got a bank. We go international this week. We got Leverage Bank and Trust right now. We go Leverage Bank and Trust International this week. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, we got all kind of shit we offering, but at the same time is I'm going to back you when won't nobody else back you.
Yeah,
when everybody else turn their back on you, my nigga, I'm going to be standing right there looking at you talking about what's up, nigga.
What's up?
Everybody that left me and got fucked by a record label, they got fucked, and guess what they did? They came back, and guess who they hollered at?
Left.
Damn Skippy.
Left.
And guess who had open arms for their ass? Yeah, I got open arms for you because I don't need the money like that, my nigga.
Belly.
I got pussy. I don't need the money like
well,
that, my
talk
nigga.
Talk about it now. No, all right.
But
listen,
I'm just saying.
If you got
a raw hard ass nigga that's gonna fight for you when you don't want to fight for your goddamn self, the fuck you gonna do with him?
Thank gully.
You gonna stick with her? You gonna lose her?
All right. I need to get to my other callers. I got you. I got your phone number up here.
Nah, go and get your other callers. You got my number. Call me later. Call me later. Bless you.
Mama. Peace. Be good. Stay out of trouble.
You bless him.
Man, we good. We going to be great together.
All right. Thank you for calling in to the DCYS show.
Yes.
Tune in.
Stay gully.
Stay gully, Records. Make that call. All
right, fam. Appreciate it. All right. Next. We got all right.
Woo!
Okay.
Woo!
Listen, moving forward, gotta have a little control on this radio show.
Yeah.
If you can't keep talking and not respecting the other callers at the time, but also not respecting us that's trying to like talk to you, I gotta cut you off, man. I don't want to do that. I just got over a speech about saying I'm about you guys. But you gotta help me out.
Help us help you.
Can't be out the gate like that. All right. Who's next?
479-763 Yeah, what's going on, man? What up with y'all? Blackout Radio, you know what I'm saying? It's the K.A.J. You know what I'm saying? Live
oh my
here.
God.
Reading
oh,
what?
The vertical lap.
Vertical
lap. Bring out. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, we definitely gonna throw
hey,
that jam
what's
on.
What's going on with y'all tonight? You know
happy.
What I'm saying? Say Happy New Year to everybody, you know what I mean?
Oh, Happy New Year,
Happy
fam.
New Year.
Hell yeah. Mr. Bars
yeah,
over here.
So, all right. You know what I'm saying? Everything looking nice and shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm right back up in it, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, shout out to Eddie Powell and Blackout Radio, you know what I'm saying? One time, you know what I mean? Yeah, shit, it's the K.A.J. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can look me up. You know what I'm saying, on that, you know, Instagram, you know what I'm saying, K-H-A-N-K-A-J, also, you know, subscribe to my YouTube channel, you know what I'm saying, you know, same one, you know, K-H-A-N-K-A-J, and also my fan, my Facebook fan page, you know what I mean, K-H-A-N-K-A-J, as simple as that, you know what I'm saying, ain't nothing too complex, you know what I'm saying, just go ahead and do that there, you know what I'm saying, for you, you know what I'm saying, for your homie one time, what, you know what I'm saying, I'm here to bring the lyrical nights. And I also got that, you know, vertical lap dance on iTunes, Spotify, you know, Google Play, you know what I'm saying? And there ain't nobody featuring, you know, Anna Horsford, you know what I'm saying? Got a little sample on the track, you know what I'm saying? Some crazy, you know what I'm saying? Lyrical nice, you know what I'm saying? I do it all original, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's wild like that, you know what I mean? You ain't going to hear nothing like that, you know what I'm saying, from anybody else, you know, so you need to download that. It's just 99 cents, you know what I'm saying? Three seconds of the time, you know what I'm saying? Download that Ain't Nobody, you know what I'm saying? And, like, you know, all those digital stores worldwide, earthwide, you know, say go ahead and cop that shit, you know, so you'll appreciate it, for real.
All right. If you're listening right now, or if you called in or you're listening, please tell me we'll get to you. Right now we're talking to the K. A. J. who comes with the bars, and I think he's ready this week.
Hey, I don't know, I may got a little something. Y'all want to hear something? Y'all really want to hear something from the, you know, the words that come out this mouth? Y'all really want to hear that?
I think the rest of us want to hear it.
Oh, okay.
Let it go.
Right. I give indefinite hugs to who that, until a thong strapped in black and white to rub me across my leg. So who are you the fucking judge? Someone's daughter's making this money. Got my hands under my butt. I can't budge. I can't grope. She moving like a pro. No one know the DJ skipping. Everybody in this bitch. Fuck this parking lot pipping. Folks here from different classes. Smoke fogging up my glasses. Shit. Kojo go to work and go in the morning. Smell like ass. I inadvertently put out my Samsung. She scowled at me like, what drawer? I think I left my TV on. I scoured the scene for more bucket naked women. I seen more pores on her face than placed a bottle on the base.
K. A. / J. We appreciate it, brother. We appreciate you calling in pretty much every week and letting people know how it's done to a certain extent.
Yeah, to a certain extent. I mean, you know, I can only do it, you know, as nicely as to me, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just grateful, you know, to wake up in the morning, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, spit this lyrical niceness, you know what I'm saying, to all the ears, you know what I'm saying, that like kind of wet behind them, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, just to let them know how it's done, you know what I'm saying, and bring out that creativity, you know what I'm saying, expand your shit, you know what I'm saying, and, you know,
right
on the blueprint, you know what I'm saying, how it's done, actually, you know what I'm saying. Fuck all this corny shit, you know what I'm saying. I mean, anybody, you know.
Listen, hold up. You bring the enthusiasm and this desire to want to spit, and, you know, there's callers on the line that don't have that in them, and it's nice for them to hear it and be like, oh, I'm fucking ready, right? You know? So I appreciate that. That's what I'm saying.
Nice.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, proper.
Okay. Listen, K-Dot, I got to get to maybe hopefully two more callers, but I appreciate you calling in, and I hope to hear from you next week. Is that cool?
All right. Hey, I appreciate that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm glad to have y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all having me on the show, you know what I'm saying? I mean, shit, a big up, you know, to the Blackout Radio, you know what I'm saying, everybody, you know what I'm saying, stay cool, be safe for, you know what I'm saying, for 2017, you know what I'm saying, it's a new year, you know what I'm saying, wake up, you know what I'm saying, do something nice and shit, you know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for the advice for all the callers and listeners right now. K-Dot, you have a good one.
All right, you too, man.
All right, be good.
Uh-huh.
All right, so you might be on the line and be like, oh, damn, I got to spit. You don't have to. But we encourage you to. I mean, most of you guys are artists, singers, whatever. And, I mean, if you can't do it when there's nobody in front of you, you know, it's going to be more challenging when you do go out in there for your first show and get nervous and shit. Like, I mean, we had that first show, I think, last year, maybe 14 months ago. It was nervous and shit, but, you know, you got over it. But, you know, you got to spit. You got to, every time you spit, that's another experience that you're going to build upon. Every single time. It's only going to get better. All right, I want to try to get two more callers in on the DCYS show. Let's make it happen, Mr. Black Tear. Let's finish off the show right.
305-290, you are.
Sounds like Miami right there. What we got on line?
Willie A's.
Hey, from the 305, is that what I heard?
What's good, man? It's Willie Hayes, bro.
Willie Hayes, what's going on, man? Good evening.
Chilling, man. Breathing reefer, doing how weed to do, you know.
I guess you
know what? I'm glad the audience that listens and chills with us is really chilling with us, and we appreciate that.
Well, you know, I'm definitely a fan of your pastime there, Mr. Hayes. Would you happen to know Mr. Ozzy?
Yeah, that's Ozzy's like my young G out of Miami. I try to keep him out of trouble. You know, we try to keep his music moving all the time and shit like that. I heard earlier. I called in earlier. I've been online for probably like 30 minutes with y'all, 40 minutes with y'all. So, I heard him. He's a good kid though, man. He's a good kid. Got good music. I heard him spitting his SoundCloud to y'all. Go listen to the Trap Like Me song on his shit. That's what got him buzzing in the beginning right there.
Yeah, it sounds like he's on the right path, and sounds like he has a good crew. So,
he does.
It's very good. So, but this is about, you know, you called in. It's about you right now. Mr. Hayes, you want to shout out your social media for the people that are listening and on the queue right now?
I want to shout out that lady that was lit, man. That shit was funny as fuck. I'm sorry.
I don't know her name. I know she's with Lavish.
She was wild. I heard West Mega come on, then I heard her come on. I was like, wait, what is this? What's going on? What is she selling? Oh, man. Anyways, my social media, everything is Willie Hayes. One L in my name, but I smoke two at a time. I even talk when I rhyme. WILEHAZE.com, at Instagram, at Twitter, on Facebook, on whatever they make tomorrow, Snapchat, whatever, I'm on it, and it's all Willie Hayes, same name.
That's what's up, man. Now, what do you got going on? You got shows coming up? You got like a mixtape? What's going on with you, man?
Actually, dropping a new music video. I'll tell y'all, basically my fans turned in a bunch of footage to me of them rapping my songs. Once, like one of the songs in particular, and we're kind of putting it, no one really knows this right now, but we're putting it together right now, and we're about to drop that probably in about 2 or 3 days, I think, something like that. So check out YouTube, / Willie Hayes. It'll be dropped on there, but it's cool. It's all the fans like lip syncing or singing along and smoking along to the lyrics and shit, so. We're going to drop that. Mixtape, what do I got work? Ozzy Osbourne got the Wi-Fi Trapping album coming out. That should be out, like he said, in February or March. I got the Vitamin THC and LSD album I'm working on. I don't know if I'm going to make that a double album. I might split it up. I don't know. I'm looking at my board right here trying to see what else. I got some other stuff. There's some other music videos I got another music video of me and No Emotion coming out. I got another music video of me and Two Bongs coming out. I think we're sitting on about 3 or 4 music videos right now. I'm actually pushing Last Night in Tokyo right now real hard still. It's a little short EP I did, but we're about to start shooting some music videos out here in Los Angeles. So my MIA to LA, we don't play. And we're going to get it in out here and get some new visuals going on for the YouTube and shit like that, for the peoples. I smoke with my peoples.
Listen, Mr. Hayes, I mean, you're doing your thing. And I definitely, I don't know if I can say I appreciate you looking out for another person and guiding him the right way. Because it sounds like you guys have a movement, and he's only going to benefit with respect to Mr. Ozzy.
Yeah.
So you keep that shit up. Now, I want to get one more call, so I have to let you go. But you want to spit 8 or 16 real quick before we get to the next person?
I'm rolling up the sour diesel. It lets me see through all of this evil. I am on frequency. Mary Jane speak to me frequently. No secrecy. See, I peek with me. I am not crazy. I am just hazy. I am just hazy. Motan don't make me lazy. I am motivated. I know that they hate it. In public, I smoke joints. Blunts or I vape it. King Chief of the reefer. You know what I prefer? A big bag of weed, bruh. Some low call that Chiba. This is the future. It is much cooler. Elementium lighters like herbs with no fire. So Duchess from Bodega. Smoke two now, smoke two later. Doobies with loogies make me feel, oh, wee, that's sticky, that's sticky. Y'all kids call it trippy. I'm a weirdo with a beardo, but I am not a hippie. All right, y'all, I appreciate y'all. Willie Hayes.
Listen, Mr. Hayes, you'd be good. Definitely check in with us again. I appreciate you staying on the line for about 30, 40 minutes, man. Appreciate that.
All right. No problem, man. No problem. That's a pull. 41, 41, 43. Write me down. I'm just fucking with y'all.
All right, man. Y'all be easy. Get that last call.
You be good, all right?
All right, man. Peace.
All right, peace.
Blaze Berries.
Willie Hayes with that good energy, man. Again, I spoke to the point about having a team.
Yeah.
You know, it's important. Yellow stuff gets on my nerves, like, pretty much every time I see him at some point.
Pretty much.
But that's the team. I know he's always looking out for me. So we're about to run over our time, but Mr. Black Tear informed us we have time for one more caller. Shout out to Mr. Black Tear and Blackout Radio, along with the whole crew, which keeps expanding. 2017 is our year. Who's next on the line to finish up our show?
313-938-JULY.
Yo, what up, though? This is your boy, Ross Robb. Shout out to Black Tear, Eddie Powell. What's going on with y'all today?
Good, Mr. Ross Robb. Did I get that right? Ross Robb?
Yes, sir, Ross Robb. I'm a R.O.B.2, like K.A.J., but, you know, that's how to fit it, you know, man. But I'm the president and CEO of Last Act of Defiance Entertainment. So I'm just calling in, checking in with my boy Black Tear. Used to run a radio show back in the day myself on 7 Mile Radio called The Music Racket. Black Tear's first one calling in, bust a freestyle live on my airways, and did his thing, man. We've been clicking ever since. So, you know, when he started getting his network together, you know, I had support. So I'm calling in, seeing what's up with him and seeing what's going on. So I just wanted to call in, shout out my team, Last Act Defiance Entertainment, my girl Mimi Linnell, my little cousin B Nutty, my artist Cooper Rachi. We out there everywhere. So that's LADENT_ on Instagram, Twitter, and whatnot. Last Act Defiance Entertainment on Facebook. Mimi Linnell, our singer. That's MEMELYNNAL on Instagram. And you can find her on Facebook too. Cooper Rachi, COOPERACHY on Instagram, Facebook, all that. And cousin B Nutty, find him on Facebook, B Nutty. But if you look up Last Act Defiance Entertainment, everybody is under that page. We got a new single out called The Whole Night by my artist Cooper Rachi. You can find it on iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, YouTube, Spotify. So if you don't want to pay for it, you can download, add it to your Spotify playlist for us. We'd appreciate that. You know. So I just wanted to call in, shout out my squad, and appreciate y'all.
Yeah.
Now listen, y'all doing.
I have a question for you. You produce, you're an artist, you said you're the CEO.
Wow. I'm an artist too. You know, I started out rapping a long time ago or whatever, but now it's not, you know, it's not about me no more. I'm about getting my cousin and my other artists out here because, you know, I'm the business man. So I'm make sure I take care of them now. You know, I still do my rap thing every now and then, but it's more about them than it is about me. You know, I'm trying to do my Puffy thing. I poke my head in the videos and everything and all that, you know, but, you know. So I'm no longer the artist that I want to be.
I'm saying even Puffy put out some hit singles, so, you know.
Oh, of course, yeah, yeah. I mean, I still do my thing. I rap. Rapping is my passion, you know.
Yeah.
So,
all right, well, listen.
If y'all want me to do a 16 quick bar to close out, I will. But
I almost thought you retired, but yeah, close out the show, man. Make it happen. We appreciate it.
If you want me to, I wasn't gonna do it, but you know, I'm the last caller, and y'all was saying you got to be out here, so I'll do it for you. But hey, my man, yo, you gonna say something?
Nah, you good. I'm waiting for the bars. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, look, the main thing I want to get out is my artist, Cooper Rachi, The Whole Night. Check that out, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, whatever. But here we go. I'm going to slow it down for you, so it may sound like I'm off rhythm, but I got you. So I'm from the city where niggas get killed over glasses. Fuck who you are. Niggas carjacking pastors. You can get your brain splattered if you don't draw faster than niggas trying to put you on the canvas. And niggas got more hammers than the local Home Depot. And niggas getting shootouts with their own people. That's why I keep the heat yo, because the streets cold. A fire nigga in the pyro and not the cryo. Better check my bio for 5 miles. But I done seen more street fights than Ken, Ryu, and Gayu. And I done heard more gunshots in the game of Contra. That's why I keep the heat and reach is my mantra. Niggas need Automatic Anonymous and the sponsor, because they'll get your hands in the air like a concert. And I ain't trying to be nobody's hype, man. Not trying to take one. I'm just trying to keep my life, fam. That's all that is.
So, see more street fights than Ken and Guile. Love it. Listen,
thank
man.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming on, closing out the show. And anytime you want to get your artists on here, make sure they call in and, you know, bring more networking to the game, you know?
Absolutely, man. I'll definitely be calling in. 2017, we doing it bigger and better. So I'm definitely going to be calling in as often as possible and getting them out here and pumping out for y'all, man. I appreciate y'all's time. Thank you.
All right, R.O.B. We appreciate you, Ross Rob. All right, be good.
All right, man. Yep, y'all have a good one.
Peace. All right, so we went a little over. Thank you, Mr. Black Tear, for allowing us the opportunity to get another caller in. All you guys are important, but unfortunately we have to go. You guys did a great job tonight. We had a caller from H-Town, Miami, Cali, who was from South Carolina. Keep staying positive, keep grinding, and keep doing your thing. You are now listening to the DCYS show starring Dr. Connell and
Yellow Sub.
And we hope to hear from you next week. Have a good one. Happy New Year.